this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, here you are, Olivia. Mm. A frosty root beer.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
Make way! Atlas is entering the building.
Jay, here, let me help you with that.
No, don't do it. It's carefully stacked. I'm a human Jenga puzzle. Yeah. My mother's making me spend my precious free time carting this stuff to the donation bin at the retirement home.
Well, apart from being dropped, it looks like it's in good condition.
And since I have to go all the way over there and face those old geezer, fine elderly folks, I thought I'd better quench my thirst first. A cola, if you please, my good man.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, may I please have a cola, Mr. Whittaker?
Coming right up.
So, how often do you go to the retirement home, Jay?
Today breaks my streak of never.
They're nice people, and some of them are lonely. They really need visitors.
Yeah, right. So, when was the last time you went?
I was there last week with my church youth group.
Figures. Well, I have a life.
Doing nothing.
It's my nothing, which I like to fill with things I want to do, even if that's nothing. So there.
Here you go, Jay.
Oh, thanks.
Another?
No, thanks. I gotta get this over with so I can move on to the important stuff.
Like nothing.
Yep. My sweet nothing. See ya.
Alrighty then. Thanks for bringing these donations, Jay.
Yeah, well, it was the least I could do.
Mm-hmm, that's the impression I get. Before you go, would you like to say hello to some of the residents?
Nah, I got an appointment to, gotta go.
Of course, yes, you must. Don't let the door hit you. Have a good one.
Yep, see ya. I'm gonna be,
Humphrey?
Whoa, you gotta be careful. I almost plowed right into you.
I'm so glad you finally came.
What?
Oh, Humphrey, dear, look how you've grown. Oh, what a handsome young man you are.
Sorry, lady, I'm not Humphrey.
Don't be silly, of course you are. You have your grandfather's eyes. Walk me to my room, it's right here.
Hey, let go, you got the wrong guy, I'm not...
I know how busy you are, but come in and sit for just a moment.
You got a serious grip for someone whose arms wobble so much.
Sit. Do you want something to drink? Water? Prune juice?
Thanks, but I'm over my limit.
I had a feeling you'd come today. I was telling the girls, my grandson Humphrey is such a good boy. I just know he'll be visiting soon.
Okay, listen, It's been great to see you, but...
Oh, I missed your birthday, didn't I?
Yeah, you missed all of them, because I'm not Humphrey...
Presents! Oh, let me get your presents.
Presents?
Where's my purse? Oh, there it is.
Look, I probably...
A dollar for every year. That's been our family tradition. A dollar for... How old are you now?
50.
We'll round it off. Here's $20.
Really? I probably shouldn't...
Oh, no, you've come all this way. Please, take it.
I did come a long way.
Happy birthday. And could you do me one little favor the next time you visit? Would you bring me a chrysanthemum or two for my vase?
Yeah, sure, you bet. Next time...
You have no idea how much your visit means to me.
Yeah, well, I know how much it means to me.
You're such a good boy. Let me give you a hug.
Yeah, okay, thanks. All right, then.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. I love you.
And, hope you enjoy your prune juice.
That'll be $18.50.
Here's a 20, my good man.
All right.
Well, look who's here.
Oh, hey, Vance.
And here's your change.
Thanks.
Well, that's a nice little stack of comics you got there. Would you strike oil or something?
I came into some money.
Oh? From where?
Call it a birthday gift.
It's your birthday?
No.
All right, Jay, out with it.
Okay, look. You can't tell anyone. But I dropped some junk at the retirement home, and a lady there gave me $20.
Really?
She thought I was her grandson or something.
And you talked her out of $20?
Well, you know, it's hard to resist pure charm when it's right in front of you. She started doling out money like a broken ATM.
Oh, that's incredible. Okay, I'm in.
In? In what?
In on this sweet deal.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Jay, let it bounce around in that thick head of yours for a second. If this lady thinks you're her grandson, then be her grandson.
I think you have to be related to do that.
Obviously not. You pay her visits, she'll give you money, and we'll split it 50-50.
Whoa, hold it. If I was going to do this, which, by the way, I'm not, why would I split it with you?
Because you want us to stay on friendly terms, right? Otherwise, who'll be your friend when word leaks out that you bilked money out of a sweet old grandma?
What? You're threatening to tell people that I took money from her unless I helped you take more money from her?
That about sums it up.
Smart.
You and I will talk.
My great big mouth.